Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, hello everybody. Welcome to the Zoom where it happens, the Zoom where it happens. That's right. The Zoom where it happens is happening today because why not? At this point, we're comfortable with it. It's rolling. It's happening. Why bother having to drive?
Yeah. We did that once. It was fun.
It was really nice. No. And once I'm in your area, I will come to your house. I will make you let me in.
Oh, you're invited anytime. And I'm looking forward to, we did this last time when we recorded together, but just like a maskless, fun time together.
Caroline, hello.
Hello.
And welcome everybody to Natribute, this mini episode. We have so much to discuss. I'm just going to jump right in.
Just dive.
Don't stick your toe in. Check the water. No. We're going all the way in.
Yes.
We haven't been here for a while. There hasn't been a mini on the Natch feed because Caroline was on vacation having a beautiful, wonderful time. So there's a lot of backed up palette news.
As always.
And yes, I just want to say I never did claim, and maybe actually I did, to be a news source for beauty. There's plenty of other shows that offer you actual beauty news. Caroline and I give you trash news.
Yeah, we're not journalists here.
We're not. So if you want to know about silly palettes that have come out, I'm going to cover that.
Yeah. If you want other things, go watch Rachel Maddow.
That's true. Rachel Maddow's talking about the big sunscreen recall.
Yep.
And we might get to it. The first thing that I want to say is, and Caroline, I don't know if you know Orion Brown. She would be an incredible guest on G-Thanks. She came on Natribute last summer. She owns a company called Black Travel Box, which is basically, Caroline, you know those little shampoos and conditioners that come in hotels?
Do I know them? I take them with abandon.
Of course, because they are cute and they're fun to collect. But they're actually not usually high quality products, especially if you have black hair, textured hair, or very curly hair.
Mm-hmm.
And Orion is a travel passionista, has been all over the world and had a horrible experience dealing with it. And so she created her own like TSA friendly hair and skin cares in these cute little bars and things. And her company is really fun. And she's doing a crowdfunding campaign. And she asked if I would shout it out to the honeys, which I said, of course I would.
Yeah.
Oh, how about, I'm going to drop you the link in the chat.
Drop me the link in the chat. This is something I will definitely share in our Facebook group too. Because that is such an important point.
Honey, but she also, honey, has perks. Perks, honey. She has perks.
Let's hear those perks.
So if you donate, you get really cool rewards. A $95 donation, you basically get a set of her stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get, there's a t-shirt,
ooh.
There's also a hashtag Black Girl Magic dinner on the vineyard in California.
Well,
and
I love that.
There's a vineyard weekend. So honey, we're vaxxed, we're waxed, we're ready. Go to vineyard weekend with Orion. She's so funny and so cool and her brand is really fun. And I just sent you this iFundWoman page.
Yeah, no, I'm looking at it right now. This is
don't you
want
to hire Orion to throw your campaign? Look how thorough this is. It's so professional.
Thorough.
I said
there's
to her,
like
I go,
a deck.
Yes, a great deck. I said, can I hire you to do my deck? Because
yeah,
she should be
doing decks.
Yes. Decks on decks on decks. And
decks
here it is,
on decks
deck.
On decks.
I will post this on the episode guide on my Instagram. Caroline will post it in the G-Thanks Facebook group.
Yeah, I'm going to post it for G-Thanks. This is so awesome.
Yeah.
I love this so much. Like, obviously, it makes sense. And of course, as like a white woman, I haven't thought about that before.
Yes, exactly. Privilege rears its head yet again.
Right.
But her company is really cool. And I love that women and women-owned brands are taking this initiative and funding on their own instead of involving bigger investors and things. And there's all these new opportunities for other people to get involved on the ground level on something that they believe in, which is so cool.
Great. And it's just such a, it's so great. And it's like, it just feels so obvious. And I think it's also an opportunity, like, as white women and the white women listening, like, this is what people mean when they're like, give to black owned businesses. Like,
yes.
Support with your dollars, even when like the actual product isn't like for you or yes. like benefits you.
Yes.
Like, I'm like looking forward to giving money here.
And you donate $25 and she's going to send you an awesome playlist. So you get something fun too.
Yeah. Like, she doesn't have to do that for $25.
Yeah. I just, like I said, this is so well curated and done. Yeah. I'm very impressed. And Orion should come on G-Thanks. She's so funny.
I'm going to have you connect us via email.
Yeah.
After
my
we
guests
record this
absolutely
mini.
Loved her. So she's
because
great.
I'm literally, as we're speaking, I'm going to hit fund. And that, you know, that credit card info is
Honey,
saved in my cash.
I'm telling you, Caroline has made so many purchases during
like
my show.
Recording.
I'm impressed with her multitasking skills. I'm so happy that you were excited to hear that. I was happy to share it with my honeys because my honeys come through for the ladies.
This is great. This is great.
I know. I wonder what level I should do. Maybe I'll do. There's all kinds of fun.
Thinking, like,
I mean, honestly, I want to go to the Black Girl Magic dinner on the Vineyard.
I was going to say, I kind of want to go to the Vineyard. Like,
yeah,
and we're, the Vineyard together.
We could road trip.
And we should. Honestly, I don't think this is the worst idea we've ever had. And as you all know,
we've had many horrifically
really
bad ideas.
This feels like a good idea.
What if,
all right, let's discuss this.
What if we rent a vintage convertible and the four of us, not our husbands, you, me, Lottie, and Chooch, we get those little handkerchiefs
little
around our heads and we put sunglasses on and we drive up to Napa.
I honestly think we're on to something here. I think this is going to be
and we can get like
really
matching caftans.
It's honestly on the Lenny Kravitz Museum level
yes.
of good idea.
Yes, I agree. And this idea might be easier to actually achieve.
It doesn't require permits from the city of Los
yes.
Angeles. You're right.
Which I hear
You're
are
right.
very backed
we, there's
up.
A little bit more room to just slide in and get it done
exactly
here.
So if anyone wants to join us on the Vineyard, there's a $500 reward level. Check it out. It's and I'll just say the URL, but I'll post it on my Instagram, the Nashville Instagram. It's ifundwomen.com/black travel box -tsa-friendly-hair-and-skin-care. Okay, I should have not said it. It's long.
No, I don't think that's as hard. That is not as hard. I believe in all of the listeners right now that they can hear that and go type it in.
Yes, but I feel
we're
like if you
/edu/bs7610. These are
right.
just words. And
however,
data. You guys can do it.
It will be on the Natchmeet Instagram.
And it will be in the notes. That's
so,
right.
Yes, I will put it in the notes. Yeah, what a concept. So now that we've gotten actual, exciting, seriously fun, great news out of the way, let's talk about some
yes.
stupid palettes that have come out. Let's talk about some stupid palettes. Since we've been gone for a few weeks, they've definitely piled up, and I would love to get through all of them, so I'm dropping one in the chat for you.
Okay.
I don't
usually when Jackie drops something in the chat, it scares me, so I don't know what is coming.
Yeah.
All right, am I allowed to click yet?
Yeah, please. I'm clicking it
myself.
Sometimes
she makes me answer questions before I click.
Oh,
so
this came out.
Rest in peace.
This came out weeks ago. This is officially old news, but honey, we've been gone. So this is the Urban Decay Prince line. This was
okay.
pretty big news because obviously Prince is an icon, and I know millennials throw the word icon around. He really is an icon.
Yes.
So everyone was super thrilled to see a Prince makeup collection, and this yes. fell short. Prince,
yes.
I feel, would want something a little more extreme, something a little more different, something with
that
more attitude.
Like, there's nothing about these colors that screams Prince to me,
right?
Unless you pair it with the fact that it's Prince,
right?
If you had just showed me this palette without any context and not his eye, which I can see in the imagery of the palette.
Right.
Like, I don't know that I would have been like, oh, this is the Prince palette. And I feel like with Prince, you want to know the second you see it what it is.
I just feel like it should have had something, his shape, the little icon. Why wasn't the palette that shape? Or why wasn't the palette the shape of his guitar? Give it some kind of something kooky and quirky and wild, because that's what Prince was. He was so different. You couldn't put Prince in a box. And this is literally in a box.
Oh, wow. Oh,
and the colors are not... I wanted like vibrant purple, like purple that slaps you in the face.
Yes. And you could find these purples in other palettes. Like for sure, this is not like an exclusive...
Yes.
These colors can be found. Maybe not all together, but these colors can be found. Jackie, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Doesn't, like, the estate of Prince have to, like,
yes.
sell the likeness yes. for this to happen?
Yes.
Isn't the estate of Prince very particular? How did this happen?
All I can imagine is they paid up.
Yeah.
Because, yes, they've been very selective about who they let have his licensing. I am a Prince, I'm not going to say stan, but I am a big fan of his work.
Okay.
I admire him.
I appreciate that you withheld.
Well, I feel like stans know every song, every lyric. I am not familiar with all of his work.
You like Prince.
But
you
yes.
love his music. Yes. You love the music.
And I just... This fell short for me, and this has been discussed amongst all the beauty world. They all agree. Obviously, look at it. Anybody can look at it and just not think it's that big of a deal. Okay.
Yeah, I'm so confused by it.
I agree. Pretty lackluster. The next one I'm dropping in the chat, what could it be?
Oh, no.
This
I'm
again,
ready, but I'm scared.
This again is old news, but we've been gone for a while.
But here's the thing, you guys. It might be old news to people who, like, understand anything,
yeah.
but, like, I'm not keeping up with makeup news. And, like we said, we're not Rachel Maddow. So, like,
yes.
we're getting to it when we get to it, okay?
Because when I think of what's happening in beauty, I think Rachel Maddow.
Yeah. Rachel Maddow is my beauty influencer.
Rachel Maddow,
who
wears no lipstick.
A lot.
Although she does do a little smoky eye on occasion.
I was more just saying, look, if you want news, go watch MSNBC.
Yes, I agree.
And
Rachel's on.
Yeah, exactly.
My mother-in-law
Zara.
Loves her. Yes. So Zara, which we all know Zara, they have done a beauty line. That was big news a couple weeks ago. They have lipsticks here. And everyone is saying fast fashion equals fast beauty. Yet another brand creating makeup that the world doesn't need, I would say. Do we need Zara's point of view on lipstick and makeup?
I have this color already, and I have it from MAC, and it's good enough for me.
Yeah, so I just wanted to put it out there. It is available. It is a thing.
I will say, though, you say it's available. But if you read the comments on this post that you just sent me, it's many people... in many different languages saying, why can't I buy this online?
Like, oh, interesting.
Why can't I find it?
That post was a little old, but 5 days ago they posted the beauty collection now available.
No, me too. A little premature to release something 3 weeks ago and then have every single person being like, I can't get it in this country. I can't get it in this country. I can't get it in this country.
Well,
sort
maybe
of ruins
of
the
luck.
Vibe. Do they have more than lipstick? All I'm seeing is this red. It's a beautiful red. It's just, again, nothing that I can't get anywhere else. I feel like that was that's my problem with the Prince palette, too.
Right. The whole argument with Zara is, again, it is they participate in fast fashion. And we've been discussing palette fatigue and how everyone's jumping on the bandwagon and always wants to put something out. So the fact that this brand that is known for fast fashion... not the most ethically sourced clothing and things. Now they've put out makeup. So
it almost feels like they got the idea from us.
You know what? Completely possible.
This is why we tell you guys, do not steal our good ideas. Next thing you know, Zara is going to be like now presenting the Lenny Kravitz Museum. And we're going to have a lawsuit.
Okay. I just got an idea, Caroline.
Oh, no. And yes.
And I don't know. We have the Lenny Kravitz Museum, and that's happening. And I don't think we should not do it, but maybe in conjunction, because they seem to have loosened up their standards, maybe we throw in a Prince?
Okay. A Prince Museum with the Lenny Kravitz Museum?
Yeah.
No, Jackie, bad idea. I'm gonna fight you back on that. Prince never had has his penis pop out?
I'm not saying, so one element is the Lenny Kravitz experience, and then we turn the corner and all of a sudden we're in Prince.
But a Prince museum feels earnest to me, and I am not earnestly,
You're right. I see what you're saying. No, I completely understand.
No, Lenny Kravitz you should not back down from your dreams this quickly. You know, that's a test. That's a test, Jackie. I want to see you lean in a little bit more.
I was just thinking out loud. I wasn't. No, I love that.
But now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, okay. But maybe me, I'm just dreaming too small, and you encourage me to dream bigger. Loving this idea. And now that everyone is vaccinated, our multiple museums, our franchise of museums, if you will, really is closer to fruition than ever. I think adding Prince in just means we'll attract. It, you know, maybe there aren't a ton of Lenny Kravitz penis fans. There are a ton of Prince fans. Bring them in.
Right. But like you said, the earnest thing. Maybe
that's the big surprise. You want extreme, you guys? We'll give you a Prince museum. But at the end, it's Lenny Kravitz's penis.
Exactly. So should we maybe market it as the Prince museum and then the Lenny thing? I think we do have to use Prince as a cover.
I do wonder how much we will have to pay the Prince estate of Minnesota to get, I don't think we have that much enough money, but we can pool.
Hey, we can get funding. I'm not worried about us getting funding.
And now we have a hookup for a good deck.
That's what I'm saying. Right. We can pay Orion to do our deck for us.
Yeah, but we'll cut her in. Yes.
We pay fairly on this show.
You could have a percentage of the wealth that we are about to accrue from opening this museum. We will talk offline about this, but you guys, I know everyone listening is ready to buy tickets, so.
I honestly feel like we might cut all that because I don't want anybody stealing our idea. I mean, it's a hot idea. By the way, I'm looking at Zara's website, so they have lip gloss and blush and palettes. They have a whole gaggle of stuff.
It's not just this one red lipstick that's like haunting me on Instagram now.
And they do have refills of palettes, so they are trying to be green here. So that's good.
Okay. It's weird to come out with an entirely different category of product to prove that you can be sustainable.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they just start with the clothes? But again, I'm not.
The opposite of sustainability is creating more shit.
Yeah, exactly. Right. It's like we're green. And by doing that, we've mass produced something entirely new.
I would love if any of the honeys have tried the Zara to just tell me what y'all think. I have not tried it. I haven't been to a mall in way too long.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Jackie, you've dropped another link.
Yes.
Should I click?
Yes.
Ah!
This woman.
Get that sun-kissed Malibu glow with Barbie's limited edition Malibu Barbie by ColourPop Cosmetics collection. The 50th anniversary of Malibu Barbie. Okay.
Yeah.
Can I say something? I kind of love it.
Yeah.
I kind of want it.
ColourPop, they put out a palette every minute, truly.
Yeah, they're like the palette people.
If you click on their Instagram, you'll see the Lizzie McGuire palette, which we have discussed.
Oh, they were responsible for that? Okay.
Yes. And now they have this Malibu Barbie collection, which I will say is very cute. Okay. The palette looks really fun. Personally, I don't use really bold blues, but all the other colors other than the blues I feel would work for me. I don't think I would use browns.
You know how we talked about the Blockbuster palette and it just sort of getting it for the nostalgia?
Right.
I feel like that's how I feel about the Barbie. I feel like the Barbie one might actually get me to spend some money.
It's very cute.
Jackie, do any of these run the potential of becoming like a collector's item?
I do not know, but I doubt it because they are mass produced. If they did it in a limited edition where it was like there's only 1,000 of these, Sure.
Well, yeah,
and I know this because I am married to a baseball card collector and recently learned a lot about the baseball card market.
Oh, boy. Did you want to or did you just get stuck in a conversation? Because sometimes that happens.
Multiple. Yeah, multiple conversations. I'm like, oh, Jim Mint? I'm like, why do I know what Jim Mint is? You know, it is what it is.
Being married is sometimes understanding that if you ask a question, you're going to get an answer.
Yes. And the answer might be a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't just ask questions all willy-nilly. Really think about it. It's the same thing with basketball and Dan. It's like, I have to be really careful about what I ask or else I am not going to be able to leave the conversation for a while. Okay. So maybe I should just start collecting mint palettes.
Does Dan collect anything? Because I feel like all men collect something.
Dan is a sneakerhead, but the sneakers are not what usual sneakerheads want. He is like a collector of like dad Puma shoes from the 90s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're everywhere. And like dad hats, like vintagey 76ers, Philadelphia 76ers hats. They're just everywhere. Other than that, and also a collector of broken electronics, I think by default. Mm-hmm. Just cannot. If it's in the Goodwill and it's 99 cents and it doesn't have a cord, it's coming home with us. Let me tell you. We are the island of misfit electronics. But I don't know that we would call it a collection, but I think it makes it sound nicer.
Yes.
Baseball
definitely.
Cards at least are small and you can tuck them away.
Okay. Have you seen the movie The Incredibles?
I haven't, but I'm familiar with their work.
You haven't?
I haven't.
Huh. Just peep the link I just dropped in the chat.
But I know what The Incredibles are and I've been on The Incredible Coaster. Oh.
Okay.
Edna.
So are you familiar with the brand Ciate?
Yes.
Great brand, cruelty free. They have released the Edna Mode collection. And if you've never seen The Incredibles, you are like, who is that, right?
Yeah, I've seen her on like Disney merch.
Yes. She has a very small but memorable role in The Incredibles. And spoiler alert, the sequel as well. She is the person who made The Incredibles uniforms. And she's like a fashionista.
Okay.
There's sort of an element of a Devil Wears Prada kind of energy because she is so chic and, oh, why are you wearing that color? That kind of thing.
Yes.
So she's an icon, almost to the level of Prince.
Honestly, when I think Prince, I think Edna Mode.
Exactly. They're very similar.
Edna Mode is, I love that name, A, for a designer, but B, this is really where Pixar and Disney usually excel.
Yes.
They really get these like very memorable characters in these like very small roles. And it's not surprising to me that this has now been pulled into like a palette because it's probably like a cult favorite in like the Disney head world where it's like, oh, I love Edna Mode. Yeah. Like she was only on screen for a few minutes, but she's iconic.
If you were going to go to Disney and you were going to bound as somebody, it would be fun to bound as Edna Mode.
I like that you said bounding, and I know what bounding is, too, as a non-Disney head.
Yeah, I used to be married to a Disney adult, and
I really have a lot of questions about your first marriage.
Yeah.
But we will not taint. We will not taint this time together with those questions.
Back
but for those people who don't know what Disney bounding is the explanation that Disney will not let you dress up as a character, like, outright. So you have to kind of, like, do it with your own flair. Like, you can't use, like, costume elements.
You basically dress in the colors that the character is wearing.
Yes. You can't use, like, actual costume elements to dress
up. Because they don't want somebody walking into the park dressed like Edna Mode, and then they start making horrific slurs.
Yeah. They don't want, like, a racist but very well-dressed Edna Mode.
Exactly.
Showing up
and then children say, oh, no, Edna Mode.
Oh, no, why did
me.
Disneyland hire this person?
Exactly.
They wanted to make it very clear that you are not employed by Disney.
Yes.
You just come dressed up as their characters.
Exactly. Although, I think Edna Mode, I was just in Silver Lake taking Chuchi to her vet annual appointment, and I was at a coffee shop getting a matcha latte, and there was a woman that looked just like Edna Mode in there. It's a very Silver Lake look to have a bob haircut with big round glasses.
Sure.
That's a very kind of hipster, for lack of a better
word. I mean,
I
lived in Brooklyn for 10 years. The only people I know are Edna Mode.
Exactly.
Like,
Disney bound as Edna Mode very easily.
I could 100% do it.
excuse me, ma'am, you can't come in like that. And then you go, this is my real hair.
This is my outfit. This is
my real outfit.
Leave me alone. I'm not Edna Mode.
But they go, but you have to leave.
They would turn me away. Jackie, can I tell you something? I'm really excited to go back to Disneyland when it feels comfortable to do it.
I want to say that I have been seeing a lot of TikToks and Instagrams of friends of mine going, and I'm like, fuck, do I have to go to Disney?
I want to. When's the last time you went?
I have to. I went a lot.
I love it. I'm no Disney adult, and I have there's no shame in the Disney adult game. Yes. I get it. But it's an amusement park.
Yes.
Get off your high horse. Disney's fun.
No, it is. And the new Marvel world, I don't even really like Marvel-y crap.
No, I just
that
like rides.
Insensitive. I don't really like the Marvel universe. I'm not like a big fan of it, but it looks cool.
Yeah, it's so fun rides. I went on Guardians of the Galaxy at Disneyland. What?
I just thought of it.
Oh, okay. Oh no.
We're gonna rent the car. We're gonna get the scarves. But dogs aren't allowed at Disney. So this
dogs
aren't
allowed at Disney, and it's in the opposite direction of the vineyard. But I still like where we're going.
Well, yeah.
Separate.
Stay
trip,
on
separate
board
trip.
Here. Stay okay. on board. We're gonna. Okay, so we won't rent the car. We'll take my Prius. Okay. We'll just. It's a sensible used Prius. We'll take it down. We'll go to Disney. Just the two of us. Okay. Maybe we'll get a suite of the Grand Californian if we're feeling wild. I don't know.
I like that.
Then we get up. We're refreshed. We drive back into LA. Pick up the dogs.
Pick
get
up the
rental
dogs,
car.
Head to Vineyard.
And go straight to the Vineyard.
100%. We'll do that. Let's choose the date. That should be on your Patreon. Is like come to Disneyland with the two of us. That should be like a level.
On your
like
own
you pay
dime.
For your own ticket. We'll
on
sit
your
next
own
to
dime.
Space
yeah.
And scream. Yeah.
And I will say they got rid of the annual passes. It's $200 a pop now for everyone.
Yeah, I think they're going to do that until they can recoup their losses on the last year.
Yeah.
Because I want to go. And I was looking at tickets like with my friend. And we were just like, okay, maybe we'll go on like a Monday. And it was like $500 for the two of us to go. And it's like, no, thank you.
Yeah, the big mouse has got to get his cheese.
I was going to say, it's very hard for me to look at the wrath of the pandemic and think, you know who needs my money? Disney.
Yeah.
And did you see I pay for Disney Plus. Obviously, I love a good streaming app. It's how you watch Hamilton, of course. Mm-hmm. They're charging you $30 extra on top of your subscription to watch Cruella. Like, you guys, like, it's a little too thirsty for the cash. They need to, like,
I
let go a little bit.
I saw on my television's prompt screen, you can watch Cruella at home. And I was like, oh, nice.
Yeah.
And then I saw the price and I said, don't be stingy.
Yeah,
don't be greedy with me. I would have paid $10. I would have paid $15.
I was gonna say an extra
$9.99.
Sure,
even
$12.99.
Even $20. I'll bite.
Okay.
I'll bite.
$30 though.
No. Yeah, I'm out.
$30 is where my bid placard goes down, and I walk out.
$20
of that
would have been fine. I've paid for $20 on Amazon.
That
a
was
few
sneaky
times.
And greedy. Yeah, I agree. Anyway, all of this to say, Edna Mode palette, you're all right. I feel like fans are gonna buy it.
We need to bound as Edna Mode when we go.
It won't be hard for me anyway.
Yeah.
I honestly look like that. I'm really excited. This palette's kind of cute.
They put out two other palettes that are truly two figures that I feel informed who I am. Miss Piggy, Jessica Rabbit. If you put Miss Piggy and Jessica Rabbit in a blender, you would get me.
Honestly, yeah, that's true. You should go as Jessica Rabbit. I'll go as Edna Mode. And we'll really be like our just absolute truest selves. The Miss Piggy stuff on Ciate is really cute.
It's really cute. And I don't have any Ciate, but I've heard nothing but incredible things. They have a really wonderful mascara that everybody loves.
The thing is, you can't get me on the palette because I won't use it, but I might buy a Miss Piggy lipstick. That's not crazy.
This little Jessica Rabbit highlighter, I don't need another highlighter, but it's really cute. And I would reuse that compact.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The thing is, like, they're really losing me with the eyeshadow. But if they branded, like, a bunch of stuff I actually use in my routine, they'd get a lot more money out of me. But
You're
I'm saving
right.
up for my Disney trip.
Why don't they start, hey, how about a Jessica Rabbit tampon?
Yeah.
Like something that we will use.
Give me like a Jessica Rabbit sunscreen.
Yeah, I'll take a Jessica Rabbit sunscreen. How about a Jessica Rabbit nail file? I have to file my nails all the time.
Jessica Rabbit melatonin.
Jessica Rabbit ibuprofen for my cramps.
Give me that. Right, dental floss. Literally anything but in palettes. Our age group.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, a Jessica Rabbit ice pack.
Exactly. Jessica Rabbit
ice pack. I just had to ice
Jessica
my neck.
Jessica Rabbit hot water bottle heater for your back when you have your period.
Yes.
They're losing the kids buying eyeshadow palettes don't appreciate Jessica Rabbit. I think they really need to play. Unfortunately, I know Jessica Rabbit's sexy. I know Edna Mode is very sexy.
Yes.
They need
both
to play
very hot.
To the so correct audience.
Glad well, we're about topic. Out of time. I was going to tell you about the sunscreen recall, but everybody Google it.
We all know about that because you know why? I used all of the sunscreen that got recalled in Hawaii and got burned. So it makes sense.
Oh, wow. You know what? Everybody Google that sunscreen recall.
Yeah,
sorry, we're
Rachel
out of time.
Maddow,
we're too busy talking about Disney bounding on this beauty podcast. So look that up. Caroline, I had a delightful time with you as I always
as
do.
Always, I'm happy to be back. We're back in our swing.
And everybody, I know that every time Caroline and I get together, we come up with 55 things, big ideas that we want to do. Have we followed through with any of them yet? No, but don't
but it's
fret.
Coming. Especially
we are going to do our musical episode. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We will be back on the G-Things feed next week. There will also be a new episode of Nash Butte on Thursday on the feed. There's going to be a new episode of G-Things out on the feed. So come hang out with us.
We are always here.
We're always here, and we always have a palette to share.
Yeah. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.